Ella l'Rav Shmuel. Ella l'Rav Shmuel. Bar Yehuda, he was the one that said before, what's the reason, even according to the first Mishnah, why in Arusa can't eat Truma? Is Mishum Simfon? For the Gemara Kamaisa Mishum Simfon, or Basraisa Mishum Simfon, my Benayu? If so, what's the Svar of the Mishnah Rishon and the Mishnah Achreina? Like, really, it's a kasha on the Mishnah Rishon then. If you're telling me now the reason why in Arusa cannot eat Truma, it's because we're afraid. Maybe a husband will see that she later she has mumim. So why can she eat truma now if it's just a giyas man? But he didn't make the suyin, he didn't make the chuppah yet. So why can she eat truma with a kashrut on the Mishnah Rishayna? So Gemara says the Gvanayo, yes, the difference is like this. Bedikas chutz. Now, if you mean there is bedikas chutz, as we said before, Rashi explained. Like we said, Mishum Simfon, so the kasha was, the Mishnah says, Rashi konas the chuppah. When she goes into chuppah, then she can start eating truma. Mashm, even before the husband lived with her. So the chura, why? There should still be a shayla of simfon. How come she's ladi truma? They said before the pshat is that before you go to make chuppah with her, you have other people check her out. You have your kravim, your sister, your mother checks her out. So that's the svar of the Mishnah Rishon also. The Mishnah Rishon held bedikas chutz. Masava bedikas chutz shma bedika. The first Mishnah held that once it came to the time ready to make nisuyin, most probably he already checked her out. He already had his sister, his mother, check out his wife, and they checked her out that he knows there's no mumum on him, on her. So therefore, the Mishnah Rishon held that if it comes the time, the 12 months are up, and he cancels the Nisuyin, he's going to have to feed, he can give a truma. And there's no Mokshash of Simfon, because for sure she was checked out already by his Kerovim. Well, Masav, the Mishnah Achron held, no, Bedika Chutz Leishma Bedika. That's not called such a good Bedika. In other words, before he makes Chuppah, he doesn't check her out so much. They held, they're true. Once you make chuppah, even though you didn't live with her yet, when you go to make chuppah, for sure you checked her out well, you had your mother or your sister check her out. But if you don't think of making chuppah, you know tomorrow's the date, and you know you're going to cancel it. So since you know you're going to cancel it, the checking out you did so far is not sufficient. It's not enough. That's what the Mishnah Achron holds. That's not called a good bedika. Rashi says, first one holds bedika schutzche bodka biyadka vaseh shema bedika. The kaidim shiat siya maisa vimzainaseo kva bodka ilka sula chashin la simfon. The kaidim sarvi na in a bedika hashem yachri mo ho atzma yabodka. Doesn't know but to mamish she make the chuppah. That's the machloike of the Mishnah Rishon and the Mishnah Achrayna. In the case where the husband, the checking out that he did before he knew he was going to make the chuppah, is that called a good checking out or not? The Mishnah Rishon held, yes, that's a good check. He's not going to be chayzer anymore. Mishnah Achrayna says, no, he didn't check her out so well. He'll still be chayzer only when he goes to make chuppah with her. That's then, from then on, he won't be chayzer anymore. So the Mishnah. Ha-makdish ma'isi de'ishtay. Let's say a man, his wife works for him, works. His wife works, she gets a paycheck. So in the mouth, the paycheck goes to the husband. So the husband says, I want the money that you make to be hegdish. He's makdish ma'isi de'ishtay. What his wife works, her money, he's makdish. So Mishnah says, nothing doing. Harezu oisav yechilis. She has the right to work and teach from the money. It's not chal the hegdish. Mashma, she keeps the money, and therefore the husband has no right to make her money hegdish. She can still work. Viyechilis, she can eat the money. It's not called, use the money. It's not called hegdish ischal. See in the Gemara why. Rashi says, ein mais yedeh kodesh al pit Gemara forishlo. What about Hamoiser? Let's say she makes more money than she needs to live on. A certain amount of money in Mizoinah she needs to live on. Let's say she makes more than that. Hamoiser. The more, because she makes a very big paycheck. The money, more than she needs to live on, the extra money that she makes, that the husband has a right to be matish. And then it's not Hegdish is Chal. Rabbi Yechana Sandaloimer, Chulin, no, again, it's not Chal. The husband doesn't own it yet. Or we'll see, it's called Avisham Aliyerlam. It's not here yet, that money. Therefore, the husband has no right to be makdish it. And Rashi says, HaMoyser. Hikdish es Moyser Maisi de Yishtoi. Mashi Oyser lo Yoyser al Haroi. She Apostle Chachomin. Chachomin made a psak, we'll see later on in the Gemara, exactly how much your wife has to work. How much money she has to bring in. So if she makes more money than that, so that's the shalom about this Moyser. For lo Hikdish Maisi Yodeh. And the husband was not matish the ma'isi yodeh atzman. For ya ma'isi k'nu yoloi. Now over here, here it's the machlokes, that the extra money that she makes, that the husband owns. B'meya kesser shetikn lo chachomim. Shitin lo b'chol Shabbos. Meya kesser l'tzorcheho. Levad ha-mezoinis kaznam b'mastisin. We'll see later on in the next Mishnah that achutz from the actual mezoinis, you have to give your wife the amount of money she needs tiron, you have to give her an extra more every week. And that's an extra spending money. And because of this extra money you give her, against that, you get back all the extra money that she makes. If she makes more money than her mezoinis, that's what you get. We'll see these takonas later on in the Masechta. That's another takona though, that the extra money your wife makes also goes to the husband. So this money taka belongs to the husband. So Ramea says, therefore, hegdish. If the husband says that money, the extra money you make, should become hegdish, and echnamid hegdish is chal. And if Yechanan Sandler says no, again, it doesn't belong to the husband, it's the wife's, and therefore the husband has no right to be maktashit. So that's the machloikis in the Mishnah. So the kids are on the ikka money that she makes, the mezoinos, everybody holds. The hegdish is not chal. She has the right to eat it. The machloikis is on the meiser. When she makes more money than she needs, on the extra money, that's the machloikis. So Timar. Omer Afuna. Omer Afuna. Afuna says like this. Omer Afuna Amarav. Yechoyla isha loyma labayla. Isha could tell the husband. Yechoyla isha loyma labayla. The wife could tell the husband. Eini nizoinis. I don't want to get fed from you. Don't do me no taizas. Don't give me no money. I don't want your money. But v'yeina isa, I'm not going to work for you though. I don't want to work. So that's what she has the right to say. So what's the hezbo? Why does Rav Huna say this? Mar says, Kisalva, because Rav Huna holds that kitkinu rabbonim mizoini. That the rabbonim made a takona that a husband has to feed his wife, ikur. That's the ikur takona. The ikur takona here was the tzorach, the wife. That she should have an easy life. So rabbonim were misakin that the husband has to feed her. It's because of her, for her sake, we want the husband to feed her. Now, once the husband has to feed her, O maisi yadeh mishimeva. Now the Rabbanu made a second takana that the maisi yadeh, if she does work, the husband will just get angry at her. Listen, I'm feeding you, I'm supporting you, and you do work, you don't give me the paycheck, they'll be fighting there, they'll be eva. So the husband should not hate his wife. The Rabbanu will misake now that the paycheck that she gets goes to the husband. The whole point of the ikra started out is that the husband has to feed his wife. It's a takana litzarkor for her sake. Therefore, the chiyomra, when she gets up and says, Eini nizoinis, I don't want your favors, don't feed me. V'yeini, I said, but you should know, I'm not going to work for you. The money that I work, I'd rather work and support myself. Harashus b'yada, she has the right to do it. She has the right to do this. Because the otakana was for her sake, so she has the right to say, don't do me any favors. Trashi, eini, I said, l'chol klum eliyatsu, I'm not going to work for you, only for myself. Because mizoini yikos at Rashi, tchilas takanta l'tayvosa. The Rabbanu made a takana for her sake. Because sometimes she can't make enough money to support herself. Therefore, Chachamim wanted to make it easy for the wife, and they made a takana. That's what this Tana holds. That it's only midirabonin. You have to feed your wife. Before in the Gemara we had a machlokes. There are some Tanoim that say share ksus of yenoa. Share means you have to feed your wife. Midiraisi you mechuyev to feed your wife. Here it's mashma no, midiraisa, you're not mechuyev to feed your wife. It's only at akonim midirabonin. Midirabonin, you have a chiyev, a tonight subit to feed your wife. What was the reason you have to feed her? For her sake, because sometimes she's not going to make enough money to support herself. So Rabbanu made a light plug like the husband has to support her. Now, v'hoda tikunloi, once they did that, the second akonim they made was that maisi yodeho. If she does do work and she makes money, mishim eva, that there shouldn't be for hatred now, to goes to the husband. The husband shouldn't come to hate her. The mei takana, what she makes, goes to the husband. Since the ikar is for her sake, mishum didoi hebe is kiyom lanichali. When she says, I don't want your favors, buy tivusa with this favor, shayim maloi, we listen to her. So that's Rav Huna's Amarav Chiddush. That the isha has the right to say, don't do me no favors, don't feed me, and therefore she has the right to keep a paycheck for herself. Meisvet, my avakashan, is avakashan yurafun amarav. It's the avi for a gemara that says, tikno mizoinus, tachas maisi yodeo. Says clearly the ikat the corner was her maisi yodeo. First, Rabbanu wanted that she should work and her work should go to the husband. And once she has to give a petrich to the husband, so tikno mezoinis tachas meshidera, the rabbanu will masakin, she has to feed his wife, he has to feed his wife, because she gives him her petrich. Well, it says you can change it around. Eimel, let's say that tikno maisiyah there tachas mezainis, and Echnami changed the girsa. Should be that tikno maisiyah there tachas mezainis. The mesakin that ikar is that she gets mezainis, and once they made it, she gets mezainis. Therefore, the husband gets the maisiyah there. So, Mel, it's not a kasha of Huna Marav. The Mar Lema Mesayle. Let's bring a proof to Huna Marav from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Hamakdish Maisi the Ishtoi, where her husband gets up and says, I want to be Makdish Mek Tegdish. The money that my wife makes, Maisi the Ishtoi, is Arehi Yoise. She has the right to do the work via Chelos, and she can eat it. So, Luchura, my love, aren't we talking about Bini Zoinis? We're talking about a case where the husband really wants to support his wife. So, since he wants to support his wife, really, the Maisi Deho should go to the husband. If so, how come she has the right to say, like, it's not, Hegdish is not chal, like she has the right to eat, to work for herself? Why? If the husband gets the Maisi Yedeho, so the husband was Makdish in here. The Churitzaraya, that even though the husband wants to feed her, she has the right to say nothing doing. She has the right to say, listen, don't feed me, but I want to keep the paycheck to myself. Mashma, she has the right to say, the paycheck belongs to me. Therefore, if the husband goes to be Makdish, it's not his reshus to be Makdish. Because if she has to automatically give her paycheck to the husband, she can't say no to it, so it's brishus habal. Why can't the husband be makdishit? So Mara says, no, I'll tell you, there's no proof in our Mishnah. Loi, I'll tell you, b'shenen nizoynis. I'll tell you, our Mishnah is talking about badafka, where the husband doesn't have enough money to support his wife. He can't afford it. In the case where he doesn't have enough money to support his wife, then for sure she does not have to give her paycheck to him. Because the takanah is that he has to support her, and then she gets back the money. Well, no matter which way you learn, even if it starts off that her check goes to her, but it's only if he's going to feed her. But when he doesn't feed her, then she's allowed to keep her paycheck. So maybe that's how Mishnah's talking about. B'shenen nizoynis. Fred Gemari, if we're talking about when he can't afford to support her, he doesn't give her money to live on. So my lememra, what is the Mishnah telling us? Like pshita, she doesn't have to work and give him the paycheck if she doesn't have food to eat. Because afilu l'man diyama, even according to Manor, it says, Yochol Rav loy milievet, that the master could say to his Eved Kenani, if you own an Eved Kenani, the Jew, the master could say to him, I want you to work for me, but v'eni zonach, I'm not going to feed you. Such a man diyama could do that. But hani milu, when could you do that, be Eved Kenani? Like sivbe imcha, it doesn't say he's with you. Avol Eved Ivri, but when you own an Eved Ivri, the sivbe imach, it says that he is with you, loy, that you're not allowed to make the Eved Ivri just work for you, and you don't support him. If somebody works for you, you have to feed him. And if you don't feed him, he has the right to use the money for himself to live on. If so, the chol shechen ishtoi, and for sure, your wife, that in a case where the husband is not supporting his wife, for sure, the wife has the right to say, I'm going to keep my paycheck. She does not have to give her paycheck to the husband if the husband is not supporting her. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah then? If the Mishnah is talking about that the husband is not supporting her, pshita, the husband can't be makdish her paycheck. Pshita, her paycheck belongs to herself and not to the husband. So where it says, it's safe, it's rechlei maisa. I tell you, the chiddush of our Mishnah Nechnaimi, the ratio is no chiddush. The chiddush is though the extra money that she makes. Now she makes enough money to support herself. And now the extra money that she makes, that's the machlokes, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Now the extra money still goes to the husband, and Rav Meir says, therefore the husband could be makdishit, and Rav Yochanan says, no, she can't. That Rav Meir roi mehegdish it's chal, we'll soon see why, and Rav Yochanan san loi mechulin, that it's chulin. So the kids of now Mishnah, we don't have any proof, but Kopon is not a kasha. So Kopon, and that's where Puna Marav's chiddush. That they say that the Yisrael is that the husband has to support his wife. Letoivas for the sake of his wife. And therefore, if the wife says, don't do me any favors, keep your money, but I want to keep my paycheck, she has the right to say it. And the Morris says, Opligi, they argue to Resh Lakish, they argue on Resh Lakish. The Yomer Resh Lakish says, like this, Pshan now Mishnah is, Loitema, don't think that time with Rameya. Why does Rameya in our Mishnah say, when the husband is Makdish, says that the extra money you make, I want it to become Hegdish? Don't say the reason of Rameya is, Mishum Diksavar, Adam Makdish Dovah Shlobal Yerlam, because he yells a person could be Makdish, even a Dovah Shlobal Yerlam. See here also, when the extra money, she didn't make it yet. So when the husband says, I'm being Makdish, it's not here yet. But even so, Rameya Shitter is, even something that's not here right now. It's loy bol yerlam. But later, when it comes, Rameya Shitter is, you could make kinyonim for something that will first come in the world later on. So Shlaga says, don't think that's the reason of Rameya now, Mishnah. Ela, but what's the real reason of Rameya? El time of the Rameya. Since he has the right, the husband has the right to force her to work for him, that she has to work, the Maisi Yodea goes to the husband. Mashma, that was Yika Takona. That started out that first the wife has to work for the husband. Later, since she has to work for him, the Bonum Masakim Mazinus, that he has to feed her. But she has no right to say, I don't want your Mazinus and I'm not going to work for you. No. Starts out that the husband has the right, Shiachoyla, the husband has the right, Lechoyfa, to force his wife, Lemais Yodea. The husband has the right to force his wife to work for him. So that's the Svarn Rameya. And therefore, Nasa Koimala is as if he says to her, Yekachu Yodechol Yoseim. That the husband is saying, I want your hands to be Hegdish. In other words, don't say it's a double shlovel yerlam. He's only be makdish the money that comes here later, and the money is not around yet. That's not Rameya's Svara. But Rameya's Svara is because he holds that the paycheck belongs to the husband. Aye, the money is not here yet. So how could the husband be makdish it right now? It's as if he says, Yekachu yodechol yerseim. You know what the husband means to be makdish right now? Her hands. It doesn't mean to be makdish the paycheck that she's going to get later, but it means right now to be makdish her hands. And that's also a whole sugya, if you can do this or not. Rashi says, liyoseim, where it says, lemisha boron, as if to say, like to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for yodayim isnai b'yelim, and her hands is here right now. So I call upon him, when the husband is makdish, he's makdish her hands for the purpose of what's going to come out, for the purpose of her work. But Alma, what do we see here? Rashi says, Kisavar, Ashraka Shoals, Yochol Lechoifa. The husband has a right to force his wife to work. She has no right to say, don't do me no favors, and don't feed me, and I don't want to work for you. No, the husband has a right to force her to work. So good, Ashraka Shoals, on Avuna Marav. If so, we have to know, if that's the pshat, why can't the husband be makdish even a maisir there also? Why only the maisir then? If the husband has a right to force her to work, so like he owns it, so then why can't it be makdish even the maisir there that she works? So that was some say. Fred Gemara, v'lo yomalo, that's not what he said. And the Mishnah just said, ha makdish maisir da ishtoi. He doesn't say, ha makdish yodayim liyoseho. The lashon of the husband said was, he wants to be makdish maisa the ishtoim. Mashma, just the money. Whatever she works, her maisa, the work that she did, he's be makdish that. So Chura, how could that be? If according to Rosh Lakish, Chura, right here, it's not in the world now. The work that she did is not here when the husband said it. So why is it chal? So Mura says, Kivon de shamin lele Rameya. Since we know that Rameya Shitur is, we had in Tumura, the Yom Rameya always says, Ein Adam Moitzi Dvaru Levatola. When somebody says something, even though he doesn't say it out so clearly, but the way he says it means nothing. And if we'll interpret a little bit different or mean something, Rameya says he always interpret a little bit different to mean something. Because the klal is, Ein Adam Moitzi Dvaru Levatola. A person doesn't say something in vain. So if the way he says it now is in vain, but if we'll interpret a little bit different, then it'll have some meaning, we do that. Therefore, here also, Nasa Koimalo Yikachu Yodechul Yoseim. Therefore, here also, now Mishnah, even though the husband said a Lashon, he's being Makdish Maisi Yedai Yishtoi, just the work of his wife, but that means nothing. That would be Levatola. So, therefore, we explain to say what he meant to say is really that he wants to be Makdish to Yodecha, her hands. He's being Makdish her hands, and her hands are here. Rashi says, Masech Erechim learned the Yomar, and other Moshe Dvar Levatola. Hamarich pochus mi ben chodesh. Remeyu ha menoisim dom of the odi medeya sheiner ha pochus mi ben chodesh. Somebody says, I want to give the hegdish how much a kid is worth less than a month. And the locher is, there's no value for that. So, churish should mean nothing then. Remeyu says, no. What the person meant to say is, he wants to say how much he's worth. That's what he meant to say.
You see, Reb Meir says if what the person says right now has no value, means nothing, we don't just say forget it, but we try and interpret it that he meant something that does have some meaning to it. See, also, even though the husband said the lashon of hamakdish ma'isi deyishtoin, that means nothing, we interpret it, what he meant to say is he wants to be makdish her hands. That, in other words, what comes out of her hands should be hegdish. Now, since her hands are boilum right now, he could be makdish her hands. Exactly what that means is also Oshtik HaTorah. How could you do that? We hold you can't be makdish a person. You can be makdish money, objects, but a person can't become hegdish. Nobody can makdish a goof. You can't be makdish your body. So it's a question exactly, what does it mean, your makdish her hands? It doesn't really mean her blood, her meat. Just means like this, it's like a tree for the Paris. Whatever is going to come out of the hands, your makdish right now, the hegdish has to be chal on something. On the paycheck she'll make later, the money is not here right now. There's nothing right now that hegdish to be chal on. So we say the hands is here right now. So you'd be makdish the hands in order that whatever work she does with the hands, and because of that work she deserves to get money, since it came out of her hands, it's like hegdish. We see the hegdish is here right now. That's what Rosh Lakish says. But I call upon him, we see Rosh Lakish holds the husband has a right to force his wife to work. And Mashmi, that's the luck is like that. The husband has a right to force his wife. Freddy Gemara. Fisalva Rabbi Meir, is that true of what Rosh Lakish is saying? Fisalva Rabbi Meir, that Ein Adam Makdish Dovish Lobel Yerlam, is that true? That Rabbi Meir Shita is the person can't be Makdish something that's not in the world right now? It's not true? For a tiny we learned like this. Hoy Melisha, somebody goes over to a lady and says, Hareyat Mekadeshes Li, Liachashe is Gayer. Or Liachashet is Gayri. Either a guy goes over to a Jewish lady and says, listen, Hareyat Mekadeshes Li, I now am a guy, I can't make Kedushin. I want this Kedushin to be Chal next week when I'm going to become a Jew. He's telling God, I'm going to become a Ger next week, and next week I'm going to be a Jew. So I'm making a Maisik Kedushin now, it should be Chal after I become a Jew. Or else the Jew goes over to a shiksa and tells the shiksa, listen, I want to be Mekadosh you, and I'm making a Maisik Kedushin right now, and it should be Chal first next week if you become a Jew. Reb Meir Shittur is the Kedushin is Chal. That's the Chiddush in Reb Meir. The Hishittur is Odom Makdish Dov Shlobo Yolam. Even though right now at the time when you do the Maisa, it can't be Chal, he's a guy, she's a guy, so what? We look at the time when you want it to take effect. Since you're saying right now you want the Kedushin to first take effect next week, and next week they'll both be Jews, so we look right now as if they're both Jews. For this Maisa is taking place right now, we look at the end when he wants the effect to take place. Since when he wants it to take place, it's Boilam, the here, so right now it's considered like the here also. That's what Meir Chiddush. Another case is, or else, Liacha Sheshtachrur Rari. Either he's an Eved or she's a Shivcha. And they can't make Kedusha now. The same thing, they'll make a Maisa Kedusha now, but you'll be Chal next week when we come free. Or else, Liacha Shiyomas Balecha. A man goes over to a married lady and tells the married lady, listen, I'm marrying you now that when your husband dies, the Kedusha should be Chal. See, even though right now you can't marry her, she's married, you can't marry her. But Rameya says the Kedusha is Chal, that when her husband dies, the Kedusha is Chal. Oy Shetoma Sechasecha. Or else, let's say you went over to your wife's sister. You're not allowed to marry her. You make Kedushin with your wife's sister and saying, I want Kedushin to be Chal after your sister dies, after his wife dies. Oy liyacha sheyechus l'choyevimcha. Because in the case which is a Shemeris Yavim, you can't marry her. So you're saying, I'm making Kedushin in you now that after you get Chalitza from your brother-in-law, then I'm going to marry you. Reb Meir Raimim Mekadeshes. In all these cases, Reb Meir says clearly the Kedushin is Chal. That's Reb Meir Chiddush. That a person could do an action now, and since the effect, the chalos is first going to be later, and later everything will be okay, it's chal. So the Mara says, Enechnami, Meyehi in. From that halacha, from that Mishnah, it's taka true, you see clearly that Remei Yeshit could be Makdish or Dovashlo Belirlam. But what Rosh Lakish meant to say was, Meho Lekala Mashmimino. All Rosh Lakish meant to say is that from our Mishnah over here, there's no proof. That's all he meant to say. And now, Mishnah, you don't have to learn that Remei is going according to Lishitosai, that you can be Makdish Adobashabalishalabalierlam. No, the Svara now, Mishnah of Remei, it could be that he holds that the husband has a right to force his wife to work, and therefore what he's really being Makdish is her hands, and since he owns the money, he has a right to be Makdish it. Now the Mishnah says, Ha Meiser Remei Remei Hegdish. That's the machlokes in our Mishnah. When she makes more money than she needs, the extra money is the machlokes. Rameyah says it does become hegdish. For the Gemara, Amos Kaddish. When does that money become hegdish? Well, what time does it become hegdish? Rav Ushmul, machlokes. The Amr Tavar, they both say, they both say, Rav Ushmul, the Amr Tavar, they both say, Moise liyacha misa. It's only after she dies. So Rashi says, Kishatomus, he, piyashena. Halacha is when a person's wife dies, the husband yashins his wife. So the extra money that she made, she doesn't have to use it, because she has money to live on. She like saves it. So when she dies, now the husband yashins it. So that's when the hegdish is first chal. The husband first really gets possession of it after she dies. So churit lomele shetasoi that other makdish dovish lo b'liyelam. Therefore, it's first chal liachamisa. Rav Ada bar Avu Amar no moise mechayim kodesh. No, as soon as Rashi kishetasenu, as soon as she makes the money, she gets a paycheck. Right then, the extra money that she gets is hegdish. The heavy borer Papa says like this. B'mai, what are we talking about here? What's the case? B'mai. Ilayma b'malalom mezoinis, if the husband is feeding her, u'malalom meya kesev l'tzorcheho, and the husband also pays, like we'll see later in the next Mishnah, the husband has to pay her an extra more every week for extra spending money. If so, my time of demand yom l'achamisa. Kaddish, why do you say it's first chali after she dies? Why not right now? Since the husband is feeding her, all her whole paycheck goes to the husband. So if so, as soon as she gets the money, right away, like it belongs to the husband, why isn't the chal right now? V'yeli, you have to tell me the case is talking about, kishen ma'alo mezoinis, when the husband does not feed her. V'loi ma'alo meya kesef l'tzorcher, and the husband doesn't give her either the extra kesef, the extra money, for extra spending money. So if so, my time in the man yama mechayim kodesh. So what's the reason then that the one man yama says, what's the reason? Rav Papa says it's chal mechayim. Why? Right now, when she's alive, the money belongs to herself. The husband is not supporting her. It's her money. So how could the husband be makdish her money? True, when she dies and he yashins her, then it becomes his money. Then it's okay. But kol zaman she's alive, if the husband is not supporting her, how could it be chal? So Gemara says the case is liyolam b'malolam azoynis. I tell you, the husband is supporting her. But Vienna Maula more Kesla Sakhar, he's not paying her the extra spending money. Rabushmul Safasavri Tikno Miz